Hey, kids.
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Dance Off, bro. Me and you.
Hello, and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there. This is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool. I mean, Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff. This is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan. The Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Good evening and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. This is Chris Gilpin,
Martin Bruda,
and Dan Collins. The Dark Knight Rises.
Shield number 9.
Is the pain of my existence. One of these days I'm going to bring it in and just shock you guys.
It will be shocking.
It will
like,
be.
We'll be stunned.
Yeah,
for sure.
Beyond stunned, because I haven't seen it on eBay
since. Nowhere.
I saw a picture of it once that you posted, and I looked at it and went, what is this weird thing?
Every store I ask, they laugh, because nobody orders 50 copies of Shield to get the 50-in-1 variant.
Yeah.
The 50 variant. Anyways, someday.
Someday.
I have my eBay alert set.
Now, would you call that a grail book for you?
No, it's just a frustration. Not a grail. It's just frustrating.
It's going to be harder to get than a grail, though.
It has been. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm not going to pay a ridiculous amount for it, though.
Yet.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, mine I might.
He won't admit to it.
Yeah.
On the
no, $10. That was it.
It was $5 at a flea market.
Free shipping.
I swear. Well, why is $1,000 missing from our bank account?
Yeah, that's
unrelated.
Right. That's right. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right. So, what do we got on the show tonight?
Rebirth.
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 Yes. Rebirth.
Reborn.
Rebirth. Rebirth.
Rebirth. Reborn.
Rebirth.
Do we start there, or where do we start?
Start with Rebirth or with Reborn?
what's Reborn?
Well, a little Captain Canuck en français.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
je suis.
And us making a market for Captain Canuck.
Let's get the Canuck stuff out of the way there.
All right.
So, yeah, apparently we've caused a little bit of a conundrum on the interwebs in the flea bay by overpaying for copies of Captain Canuck Reborn number 2, about $50
number
a piece,
two.
Canadian. So previously that thing was listed for $250, as you've heard on the previous radio shows. Now everybody's listing them for like $40 US.
Now you say everybody, but isn't there only
one more
up
listing
there?
Yeah, there's.
He probably saw those.
We're
sales.
Talking the last.
Yeah, he would have looked through previous sales to find what. Because
Chris
is trending up.
Because Chris's was listed as buy it now.
Yes.
And this guy's listing his at $40. So I'd say that a trend has been established.
Even that right, buy it now.
Well, three guys in Peterborough because you guys were fighting.
Well, I only bid once, I think.
Oh.
And the rest was some unknown bidder. But even listing that buy it now at $40 that you got it for, that was pretty high at the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because as Marty said, I saw that auction start and I thought, okay, maybe this will go for $10. Maybe it'll be $15. There was no way I thought it would go to 50 and then that you would pay 50 for another one.
Well, that Chris's buy it now was probably a guy who was listening to the radio show. And,
yeah. Well, he's down there. He was in the States, too.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I got a guy from Australia that listens to our show.
But that makes it more, like, weirder because usually the people selling in the States are the ones that only check the guide for $2, right?
Yeah.
But maybe he saw that maybe it was already up to $40 on between Marty and the other guy, and he went, oh, hey. But Marty predicted it last week or the week before because he said now that there's been two sales at that price, they're going to start trickling out because people are going to go, oh, yeah. But then he also predicted that nobody's going to pay that much for them except for the three of us.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he sells it. I mean, that's just like that poor guy that's trying to sell that Captain Canuck number 4, the ash can. I mean, I paid a heck of a lot more than the $140 that he's trying to get. And he keeps dropping the price, because nobody's buying it. So he's on the wrong end of the hill. parabola, but...
I guess you guys know more than I do, obviously, but Captain Canuck. I thought I was pulling the fast one, because you guys were focused on this one, on the auction, and this one pops up.
But you did.
As a buy it now.
You did pull. You got, like...
You got it for more less than I got mine.
Well, I'll buy a couple bucks.
Yeah.
But you snuck it. You snuck it, because, you know, I had gone through the sold listings just to see, because sometimes I check to see if anything cool got sold without me seeing it, and I was like... There was another one, and it just went like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
All right.
So, yeah, I didn't know it was you.
So, yeah, comicbookrealm.com still lists number 2 at $2.50. It lists number 3 at $2.50.
Yeah. So we know that it's not.
But
correct.
Check what the ash cans listed for. Probably
like
$30.
How
bucks.
Is that possible that this price guide site still has number 3? Well, I know how it's possible. They don't know who Captain Canuck is, and they don't realize how rare that book is. But
we should see if anybody's selling it on there, because people sell books on there too, right?
Wow.
Pick it up for $2.50.
There you go.
But yeah, when you said, oh, that's the highest I've ever paid for that, I'm like, oh, man, what did I do?
And yeah, so now if this other one sells, because I think it's listed for even higher, isn't it? Didn't I say it was like $70? Am I thinking of something else? Or
so yeah, they've got
40 US.
Yeah.
40 US.
Yeah.
And so
plus shipping.
If that sells, then like we may have set a new trend and shot herself in the foot.
So Comic Book Realm also has number 4, which is the large brown manila cover one, the one that I have, $100 US. And then the 4B, which is the one that there was only, I can't remember, what is it, 30 or 50 copies?
Yeah,
and it's the orange.
Is that one 15 copies? Like, does that sound?
It's something.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculously low. They have it listed for $135.
You would pay $135 for that any day of the year, wouldn't
you? Any day of the week. Anybody has copies, I'm willing to buy the next 12 for $135 a piece.
And then I'll buy the 13th.
Like, that's crazy. That's just nuts. It's just an example of them not understanding. So anyways, apparently you've got a goodie that you want to sell me.
It's not for sale, but I'll let you
Everything's for sale,
take a look there.
Everything's for sale. You need to lay a price on me here.
I can't lay a price on a, as of yet, one-of-a-kind item.
It's not one-of-a-kind. There were 6,000 of them made.
6,000. Why don't you hold that up, and we'll take a little photo for you for the Facebook page. Of you holding something that's the first time you've held this item. Of course, my phone, I have the lock button on. This is great radio.
Yeah.
There we go. So that'll go up online. And you can see Marty's sad face as he tries to read Captain Canuck Zero en français.
Can we open it?
Yeah, you can open that up. Just be very careful.
Because I definitely
it's my baby.
Take the tape off.
So
yeah, this is Captain Canuck Reborn number 0, but it's in French. And apparently there was only 6,000 French copies made. And this is literally going to be the first time ever I've touched one.
That's exciting.
Well, let's not get crazy here. I'm just some schmuck in Peterborough. I'm not, the holder of the world's greatest collection of CGC graded Captain Canucks. Oh,
for
wait,
sure.
I am.
I was going to say.
I am.
And you haven't seen one until now.
Oh, my gosh. Even the ad on the back is French.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty awesome.
How many pages? Because
it looks like it's about to be the same.
Oh, how wicked would that T-shirt be? There's an ad here for an old Captain Canuck T-shirt. It's the same.
Same shirt the kids are wearing in the photo.
Yeah, same shirt the kids are wearing. $16.95.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You know, I saw somebody was selling an authentic, like, Captain Canuck T-shirt from the 70s for $80.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, I want that, but I'm not going to pay $80 for a shirt that probably won't fit me and is 40 years old.
Sorry, I'm just counting pages.
The background noise is Marty counting up by twos. I don't know. There might have been some more ads that they left out from the original.
Yeah, it's only 16 pages.
It is pretty thin.
It's only 16 pages. Now, it's signed by Richard on the cover. That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. I mean, it makes it so that I don't really want to slab it if I wanted to have the only slabbed copy. But having the only copy you've ever seen is pretty darn cool.
It's
anyways.
It's pretty wicked. And you know that if you ever need to liquidate, you know where I'll... Where
my bankruptcy sale will start with you. Yeah, don't worry.
So yeah, 16 pages. I got to make note of that.
So 6,000 of these were printed. I don't know if I should use the word allegedly, since you've only ever seen one.
Well, I mean, it's just like the regular Reborn. I mean, I'm going to pull up some numbers here, but I think it was a crazy number of those were printed, but you don't see them as much because a lot of that went to, there you go. The English one had 90,000.
Which is a lot.
Which, for the 90s, 93, that's not. In 1993, that's not a lot at all. Now, that's probably why you still see them in, like, flea markets and stuff, but...
Now, not to interrupt you on this one, but have you noticed that on eBay, people are starting to charge higher prices for the polybagged gold version of Reborn 1?
They're trying to, but
Of them are asking... I saw somebody ask... Somebody's asking $75 for one. Somebody else is asking, like, $40 or $50.
Yeah, yeah.
And that seems like a very... At one point, I counted them all on eBay, and back then, like maybe a month and a half ago, there was like 15, 16 copies, most of them for $5 to $10. And now people are sort of going overboard with it.
But that's, you know, asking price. What are they actually selling it for? Because
I would be very surprised if anybody sold it for...
Because Tony had one, and he was going to sell it to me, and he was talking $40, $50, and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, okay, well... A, I've got a bunch, so, you know, I'm not that hyper out about owning another copy, but let's take a look at what the sales prices were. And the sales prices were closer to $8 each.
Yeah.
U.S. sold. So, I mean, you know, you can ask anything you want. Like, you got to find some schmuck like myself to outbid like crazy for a $2.50 comic book for $50.
Now, so but the green cover with the barcode is a little rarer than the gold poly bag.
Yeah, I never found numbers that broke it down as to what was distributed through newsstand and what was distributed through direct. So I have no idea what the difference is between the UPC code version and the non-UPC code version. So, yeah, we're not sure about that.
So, road trip to Montreal to go raid some dollar bins for French Reborn comics. What do you say?
Oh, for sure.
Like, I feel like there's probably going to be long boxes of them somewhere. We just have to find it.
Definitely.
Now, and we've had a discussion before, Marty, about like the value of something. Mm-hmm. Because it's only worth what somebody will pay. But having the only copy that you've ever seen, like, do you think that that comic is valuable?
Well, it's the only copy I've ever seen, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, I've only seen X number of copies of Canadian Whites. Tony has seen X hundreds of copies of Canadian Whites. So maybe I'm just not in the right circles, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if we did do...
Wait, you're not in the right Captain Canuck circles?
Well...
That doesn't feel like a truth.
That's... You know... I mean, let's go to Quebec and maybe we'll stumble upon a comic book warehouse like we do here in Peterborough, in Ontario, in Quebec, and it'll have a big, huge stack of copies, right?
And you'll buy them all?
Well, I bought 7 copies of the regular Captain Canuck Reborn at the Whitby warehouse.
Of the gold CBA, or the green?
Sorry, CBA's warehouse in Oshawa. The green one.
The green one? They had 7 copies?
Yeah. So I bought all 7 copies, and some of them had UPC, some of them didn't. Some of them are in nicer condition than others. I gave you 2 of the nicer ones, and I kept 2 of the nicer ones for myself for my collection. And you know.
Oh, you're talking about the Reborn Zeros?
Yeah,
Reborn Zero. I thought you were talking about the Reborn 1 green copy. Oh. That's why I was confused.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
No, no, that's just what I thought you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
So...
I've got a Reborn Green number 1.
Yeah.
I think I got 1, maybe 2. I'll have to look.
But it is like, it's not as common as the gold.
No, definitely not. No.
And now
not.
You said so, and there's apparently French versions of Reborn number 1 too.
There is apparently French versions of Reborn number 1 as well.
Well, you'd think that Richard would know. Richard Cumley.
No.
No? He wouldn't know?
Yeah, maybe he does. I don't know. I've never asked
him. We're bound to see him. Eventually,
yeah, we'll ask him, but you know, I mean, the other thing is, this is 93, right? So I can't remember 5 minutes ago that we were talking about number 1 instead of number 0. So
yeah.
Maybe Richard, with with the assistance of further age, may not be able to remember what happened in 93 either.
But I would hope that maybe he could remember if what was printed.
Is it listed on Doug's website?
You know, I don't know. I haven't checked. It was only recently that I realized that the French versions were harder to find.
Yeah.
Because I asked you if you had one and you said no, and then I was like, oh, that must be hard to find.
Yeah.
So I haven't checked since then.
Well, we'll see. we'll start scouring. We'll try to find a copy.
Yes. All right, so that's our Reborn segment. Oh, before we leave Captain Canuck, though.
Yeah, because...
I've got something else here.
We have to talk about Captain Canuck all the time.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
And what I have here is something that I actually bought from the guy who is selling the Reborn number 2 for $50. And this is a little package that was sent out by Richard to people who were buying Captain Canuck comic books back in the day. And so it's a package. It's got a letter dated May 15th, 1976, that's typed up and hand signed by Richard. And I'd actually like to read just a little bit of this letter because it's really cool. And so it starts out, "Dear friends, Captain Canuck issue number 1 was the bestseller in Canada. Unfortunately, very few got into the U.S. and many Canadians are still looking for copies. It was drawn to my attention by Doug Sulipa, who we were just mentioning, that right here in Winnipeg, a man advertised first issues for sale at $100 each and apparently sold the few copies he had. Both the buyer and the seller must have been unaware that Cumley Comics is right here in Winnipeg, and I will give anyone who walks in a free copy." When I read that, I was just like, I already loved Richard, but what a guy. You just walk in, he'll give you free. I wonder if that still applies. I'm just going to walk into his house and be like, free copies.
Yeah. A couple years ago, you
said, "Honey, dial 911. It's those weird guys from Peterborough.
Yeah.
They don't stop talking about me."
Yeah, that's right. Restraining order.
It's got this really cool letter. There's more to the letter there, but I just read a little bit that because I really like that part. And there's also a little poster that shows some kids perusing a poster rack of Captain Canuck comic books,
nice.
Which is pretty cool. And sort of like a little advertisement for somebody, like a potential comic book store, to buy a little poster box with some posters. And on the back is a list of the prices you would pay for all the comic books. So if you wanted to get 2,500 copies of Captain Canuck, they'll only charge you 35 cents, you know. But if you want 40 copies, it's going to be 59 cents a copy, you know, that kind of like stuff. And it's really cool. There's a return envelope, and then the original envelope it was sent out to, complete with a mailing address to somebody who must have been the targeted person of this package. And so I picked all that up for $30. And what did you just buy?
I just bought the green Captain Canuck number 1.
Yeah.
$5.
Plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
Yeah, $5. Don't tell the wife I just bought a $5 comic.
I only tell the wife I bought $5 comics. In fact, I got in trouble today because I was shopping on a different site, not on eBay, and the guy has free shipping when you get to $50. And I was
might as well go to $50.
I was at $30, and then shipping takes it up to $45. And I was like, well, but if I spend $20 on comic books, I'm only spending $5 more than now.
Exactly.
And then my wife comes home from work and goes, "So I hear you were trying to get to $50 worth of comic books." And I was like, "Ah, I haven't bought anything yet. I'm just shopping."
Did you see that the one guy, he still has Captain Canuck number 4 Ashcan for 207 Canadian, but someone else is still selling it on eBay for $691.80.
An American seller.
Well, the other guy's American too, isn't he?
No, the one guy's from the East Coast, I think. The one with the good price. Not that I know, because I haven't been looking at that ad for days. And just itching to pull the trigger.
Is that eBay seller Captain Canuck?
No, I think it was Rockbound.
Cause,
what's the guy's name?
Rockbound. Yeah, Nova Scotia. Because there's also an eBay seller named Captain Canuck, and he's selling a bunch of stuff. I bought some stuff off him. He was nice.
Yeah.
Nice enough guy.
Well, I mean, if his name is Captain Canuck, you feel like you're in good hands, right?
I feel like he was like an original member of the Captain Canuck fan club.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident that his love of Captain Canuck predates mine.
And your love of Captain Canuck predates mine.
There you go.
And my love of Captain Canuck predates my son's.
There you go.
My son yesterday or the day before, he was like, he said, I want a Captain Canuck t-shirt. And I was like, they don't make them small enough for you. Because he's only three, so.
What are you talking about? That place that you work sells nothing but teeny tiny little t-shirts. Yeah. There must be one that fits.
But not him. Captain Canuck shirts for three-year-olds.
How come?
So, Chapter House, if you're listening, Captain Canuck kids shirts.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, maybe even a Captain Canuck kids comic.
There you go.
You know, I would definitely buy that for my kids.
Yeah.
I would force them to read it whether they want to or not, but I'm sure they would enjoy it. I've already explained to them who Mr. Gold is, so they're already well versed in the Captain Canuck.
Did you let them watch the animated show?
No. Not. They're still maybe a little young for that. But there's not anything really inappropriate in it. But my daughter is one of those that's scary daddy kinds. So
yeah.
She thinks everything's scary, and I'm sure there's plenty of stuff she would have been creeped out at. But
that's the problem with kids today. My dad put me down in front of the TV, turned on the Three Stooges, and I thought it was perfectly okay to hit my sister in the head with a hammer.
Poke her eyes out.
And I got to tell you, to this day, I still try to hit somebody when I carry a ladder.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right.
So I think is that the end of our Captain Canuck segment?
That's enough Captain Canuck for today.
All right.
Somebody was complaining we talk about Captain Canuck too much. I wanted to punch him in the head, but...
Or hit him with a ladder.
Or
poke him in the eyes.
Waka, waka, waka.
So, anyways, so that was our reborn, and now we're on to rebirth.
Ooh.
Yes. Which is some exciting news coming from, coming from the DC world. I think, was it yesterday that they first posted this stuff, or the day before?
A couple days ago, I think they finally...
Well, they've been kind of teasing it for a week or so.
Yeah. They finally announced... What rebirth is all about.
I got some epic rants about this. So
you've got some epic rants.
Yeah. Epic rants.
Apparently, I've been told that we have to replace the F word on the radio with fiddle faddle.
Mm-hmm.
So I may fiddle and I may faddle quite a bit.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. Let's hear from the man himself first.
We've got courtesy of the internet. We have. We're gonna just play the video that Jeff Johns posted yesterday. It says it was posted February 19th. So this is Jeff Johns kind of explaining the concept behind this new DC rebirth. It'll start in a minute, don't worry.
Yeah.
You're missing a great show, just so you know.
Yeah, all these great scenes, pictures from the original series up to the...
Hey guys, I'm Jeff Johns, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what rebirth means. So I'm sure when it came up, you were like everybody else, curious, maybe a little cynical, unsure of what this meant, and that's why I'm here to talk to you about what it means. You know, when we started Green Lantern Rebirth, Hal Jordan was gone, the Green Lantern Corps was gone, Kilowog was gone, Sinestro was gone, Guy Gardner was some crazy alien guy, and it really didn't feel like Green Lantern to me. It didn't feel like the epic, you know, nature of what Green Lantern could be. And so by bringing Hal Jordan back, we didn't just bring him back. We brought the Corps back, we brought Sinestro back, Kilowog back, but it wasn't just about bringing things back. It was about really looking at what Green Lantern is all about. And that was willpower and courage over fear. That was epic storytelling across a canvas of intergalactic adventures and threats. And it was also about embracing the present, too. It was like Kyle Rayner, we brought him right into the center of that storyline and we kept him there. And that was really important to me, is that it wasn't about destroying anything. If anything, it was about taking all the elements from the past that were so great that were discarded and bringing them into the present. And then taking all that and moving to the future. And it led to Sinestro Corps and then ultimately Blackest Night. The second rebirth was the Flash rebirth. You had Wally and Jay and all the speedsters. They were great. The Speed Force was cool. The Rogues were cool. And in this rebirth, we looked inward. We looked more at Barry Allen himself, giving him a backstory that he never had. So we told a story of, you know, his mother's killed and his father's arrested for it. And Barry Allen stops. Just emotionally, he stops. He's standing still. and he gets into forensic science. And he wants to exonerate his father, and he works in a crime lab, and one day, when he's working on his mother's case late at night, he's hit by a bolt of lightning. He gains super speed, and he's saving people, and he's finding joy in life. He's connecting with people again. Emotionally, he allows himself to move forward. After the Flash rebirth, it all led to Flashpoint. And, you know, from Showcase to Crisis to Flashpoint, the Flash has always been on the forefront of change at the DC Universe. There are some secrets we'll learn about the New 52 in the third rebirth, right? It's going to start with DC Universe Rebirth number one, this special that kicks off the entire rebirth event. And it's not just an event, but an ongoing mission for us. And we've been working for months and months and months with all the creative teams and editorial and Dan and Jim. And I'm sitting there with every single team and really zeroing in on Aquaman or Birds of Prey or Justice Society of America and saying, like, let's look at this and find out what we love about it. What did we love about it? What do we love about it? And really take all of that and build a better book, build a better universe. The whole point of Rebirth for all of us is to get back to the essence of the characters. I'll end this with saying the DC Universe Rebirth special, the very first couple lines in it sum up what this is to me. So there's a picture of the world, and the narrator, mysterious narrator, says, I love this world, but there's something missing.
Rebirth.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dun, dun, dun. So I just watched that video for the first time earlier today, and, like, it gave me goosebumps. I completely broke out in goosebumps watching that video. And they had me from before Geoff Johns even started speaking, because they started by showing Silver Age characters. Silver Age Batman, Wonder Woman, Superman, Green Lantern, and The Flash.
Well, actually, that was 1980s Flash. That was a bit of a thing. Bleeding Cool, you know, said, oh, look, a 1960s, 70s Flash. It's like, no, dumb fiddle faddle. That was Wally West from 1980s. Thank you very much, fiddle faddle, Rich Johnson, fiddle faddle, you fiddle faddle head. Okay, number one. First and foremost,
jumping right into
rants.
All of you fiddle faddling fiddlers who sit there and go, it's not a reboot, it's a reboot, it's not a reboot, oh, it's a reboot, it's a reboot. Fiddle faddle yourselves, because Rebooth, as Geoff Johns has said, was never, not once, a reboot. The rebirth of Green Lantern, they kept all of the old history, they just brought the character back in a natural way. Not giving up on any of the history. They didn't change the character. They didn't, you know, change his last name. They didn't, you know, do anything strange. And they just brought him back to what was iconic about the character. Flash. They did the same thing. They just brought back Barry Allen. They didn't destroy all of the other stuff and say, this is the new Barry Allen and he's 12. You know, so at no point in time has the Rebirth brand name at DC meant reboot. So there's a lot of people out there, oh, DC and they're going to reboot again, and they've already rebooted, and it's no good. It's rebooting, you know. DC sucks. Okay, yes, DC sucks right now. That's why they have to rebirth. Yeah. They have to do this because the current titles that they got are not selling. I mean, you got to do a change because this sucks and this is horrible. You got to do a change. Oh, wait, you're doing a change. Oh,
no change.
Like, just the rhetoric that's on the interweb about this.
Oh, you read the internet?
Oh, I try not to. I think I contribute to the rhetoric on the internet at some point in time. But, Dan, you were saying that, what was it they were saying? In John's We Trust. Geoff Johns came onto the scene. He's a big historian of DC Comics. He wrote the Wally West Flash. He wrote the Justice Society series back in the 80s and 90s that brought back those characters in a loving way that you could tell that this guy is DC, yeah. You know? And then New 52 comes out. Now, in hindsight, the New 52 to me was the wild storming of DC. This was Jim Lee gone nuts, giving everybody Mandarin collars, trying to turn everybody into an Image character, minus the 1990s short sleeve leather jackets and pouches. But everybody all of a sudden became a Wildstorm character. And I don't think Geoff Johns really had that much to do with it, you know, because every time he wants to touch something, he wants to bring it back. He wants Barry Allen back, because that's the historic, iconic Flash. You know, I got some problems with that because I like Wally better, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So now it looks like, and rightly so, you know, let's keep the guys that are less popular, like Dan DiDio and Jim Lee, keep them in the background, and let's bring out Johnny DC, let's bring out Jeff Johns, you know, the best cheerleader that this company has, and have him sit down and take his take on the universe. I think it's going to work. I really do. Provided they carry out with this promise. You know, let's get the original versions of the characters back. Now, you don't have to have Kurt Swan or some Kurt Swan knockoff drawing Superman, and you don't have to have Batman fighting a giant penny, you know.
But you can. But, you know, I'm okay with that.
Let's just get back to, like, okay, exploding radiation supernova Superman. What?
So we can assume that the whole, okay, we did conversions, and now writers can do whatever they want in whatever time period the universe they want is gone.
I don't think it's gone exactly, no? Because this fits right into that. We've established convergence, and convergence said that we have all these multiverses, and it's okay to tell an Elseworlds-type story that is not necessarily 100% continuity-bound, and this is what they're doing. I'm going to tell you a story about a bunch of super sons. It didn't specifically say that this is going to be, you know, Superman is going to hook up with somebody and have a kid, and Damian from Batman are going to get together. This could very well be the pre-52 Superman and Lois that have the kid that are in that Superman Lois comic right now.
Yeah.
And it could be his son and Damian. Could be the original kids of, I don't know if you remember, in the 70s, Detective Comics and Action Comics, they had the Super Sons. It was basically the son of Batman and the son of Superman from a different Earth. And they were, you know, in Superman Batman costumes. It could be them. It could be anybody.
Yeah, we still don't know.
We still don't know. And we won't know until March, when they have a bigger announcement with more information, more creators and stuff like that about the thing. I mean, all we've got is just a basic lineup of what new titles are coming.
But we can assume, and I'm saying this to Dan earlier, that this is not a Marvel, just change the numbers to number one and keep going, like Marvel did last year.
Definitely. I do not see a lot of storylines that are currently existing continuing the way Marvel did. Because, I mean, Marvel did their little Marvel Now reboot, but a lot of the titles just continue. And to be fair, DC did that with New 52. Batman really significantly didn't change, with the exception of the messing up of the Robin.
Yeah.
And Green Lantern also kind of continued and like, didn't really
Green Lantern
change.
Didn't change at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it just kept going.
It just kept going. So, I mean, there may be one or two items like this. Like, Batgirl may still be a teenager who has, you know, this, what is it? It's not Tinder that they're using in the...
I don't know.
Where's Sam when
I'm
you
not,
need
I'm not cruel enough to know.
Let's hope not.
So I can see that happening, but I really do think that they're going to take a look and... You know, this whole Batgirling, they called it, when they did the DCU, didn't work.
No.
And they see that it didn't work. And the sales numbers are that it didn't work. So, you know, all these fiddle faddlers on the internet that are like, Superman needs to have pants. He needs pants. Oh, wait, DC's rebooting. Well, he's going to have pants. This is what you wanted.
Yeah.
This is what you were crying about. This is what you were asking for.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Well, the other fiddle faddle thing that we got to talk about is this twice monthly thing. Because there's a bunch of, I can see it.
A
I can
lot
see,
of them.
There's too many.
Okay, here's the thing. This is my take on it. Back in the day, I used to read Superman. And they used to have a little triangle in the corner.
Yep.
And it would tell you that this Superman of issue is in continuity as number one in this series.
Yeah.
This Action Comics is issue two. This Superman Man of Steel is issue three.
Yeah.
This, you know, whatever. So you had
Adventures of Superman.
Exactly.
Man
so
of Steel.
You had to buy a weekly Spider-Man, Superman comic to get the full story.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and this?
But did you like it back then?
Oh, I hated it. But the other thing is that I'm currently reading two Avengers comics that aren't really interlinked at $3.99 apiece,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not liking it. If I replace those two Avengers with a coherent 2-issue-a-month Batman title at $2.99 apiece, I'm winning.
And you just mentioned the other thing, the $2.99.
Yeah,
all the prices are dropped back down to $2.99. Yeah. Now, the other thing is that a lot of people don't realize that your page count, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comics used to be 32 pages. Then they dropped and they dropped and they dropped. DC Comics, when they dropped to that, you know, holding the line at 299, dropped to 20 pages. You can't tell enough story in 20 pages. I've had this conversation with Sam many times. You're reading a comic book, you flip the page, and it's like, oh my gosh, I must have glued two pages together. Because how did they get from that frame to that frame that quickly? So now you're going to get 40 pages of content a month for a character that you care about. Now, I don't know how your budget works on comics, and my budget, the way my budget works is, I'm saying I'm going to get X number of titles a month.
Mm-hmm.
If a title is if the title comes out twice a week, like twice a month, that counts as two against my budget. Yeah. I am not going to buy
an extra comic.
An extra comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, it's tomato, tomato. It doesn't matter. You give me, instead of me getting Batman and Detective every month, if you give me two copies of Batman, I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, if you give me two copies of Batman, two copies of Detective, and that's four issues, and that's better than, a copy of Dr. Fate, a copy of Midnighter, a copy of Martian Manhunter and Prez, which I didn't like any of them, I'm still winning, you know? And the other thing is that as our age goes on, we have a hard time remembering what happened 20 pages 30 days ago. That's why the weekly series are pretty popular with DC. It's working.
Yeah.
You know, because people are enjoying that. So I don't see it being the huge dilemma that many fiddle faddlers on the internet have. It just means I'm going to be more selective. Like, am I going to get Wonder Woman twice a month? Probably not.
Yeah.
Am I going to go for Batman? Yes. Am I going to go for Superman and Action Comics? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I'll go for Superman or for Action.
Yeah.
So it works out for me.
My biggest concern is quality, right? Like when you read Batman Eternal or Batman and Robin Eternal, they have to switch up artists, right? Because the artists can't keep up with a weekly schedule, obviously.
They're doing that now.
Yeah.
How many times have there been a fill-in artist or a renaming of a thing because they just can't keep up? So,
well, I'm reading, a few weeks ago, I'm reading Extraordinary X-Men number 4, and Ramos isn't, whatever his name is, Herbertus Ramos, he's not doing the art. I'm going, that's one of the reasons why I'm buying this book.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on? It's only issue 4.
So at WonderCon in March, I think March 25th, 27th, somebody's going to correct me on that, but they're going to discuss who the creators are. And I would not be surprised at all if you find there's going to be multiple artists on the bi-monthlies.
As long as they keep the same, right? Like,
it would be nice, but I can see them rotating out. I mean, like, you take a look at this Archie comic that came out, right? Ooh, Fiona Staples, three issues. And then it was a fill-in artist, and then a fill-in artist. And now we got the new regular artist. And she's the regular artist, but for how long?
Well, we already know one artist on one title, and that's Jim Lee on Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which, I've never really bought Suicide Squad, but if Jim Lee's drawn it, I might buy it.
Well, if it's tied into the movie and stuff, and I can see, you know, being a little bit more interesting. Now, that's the other thing that a lot of people were scared was, there was initially a report that this is going to be very much the TV show, and this Superman is going to be from the TV shows, and the Supergirl is going to be from the TV shows, and the Flash, and the Green Arrow. And I can argue that the current Green Arrow was more like the TV show than it was the original Green Arrow. Well, original. See, somebody's going to slap me about that, too, because the original Green Arrow was just a Batman knockoff in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
We're talking 60s Green Arrow, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, what titles do we want to list what titles are twice monthly, or do people have already read this on the internet?
Well, you can list them, because I don't have it in front of me, so.
So, Action Comics, right? Big deal.
Yeah.
Aquaman, I'm kind of surprised by that.
That's, yeah.
You know? Now, granted, the Aquaman in the New 52 for the first little while was fantastic.
Yeah.
So maybe they're having hopes that, and maybe this is where they're talking about the movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Because Aquaman's going to be a predominant character in the TVs and the movies. Let's be proactive and push an Aquaman comic. Not, oh, we've got a pretty good, decent Supergirl TV show. What do you mean there's no Supergirl comic book? Yeah. What do you mean we're not publishing Supergirl? So maybe that makes sense, right? Batman, Detective. How many Spider-Man titles is there a month?
A lot.
So,
or Spider-related.
So if you get four Batman titles, and they just only happen to have two titles, like two names, Batman and Detective, and it's four issues, is that the same thing as getting Batman Incorporated, Batman Legends Eternal, of the Dark Knight, Batman Eternal,
Batman Confidential.
Exactly. So, again, I got no problem with that.
Now, on the Batman, so Scott Snyder said he was leaving Batman, right?
Yeah, the rumor is that he was going
to go to Detective.
The rumor was that he was going to go to Detective because he's not happy about the bi-monthly schedule, and yet Detective's list is bi-monthly. So that doesn't make sense.
No.
Who knows what's going on with that?
Green Arrow and Flash, I'm hoping, because the current Flash has just not been my favorite. Green Arrow's really kind of switched gears and is much better lately than it has been. So, it's a shame, too, because, like I said, it's getting better, and now all of a sudden we're making a change. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened with Captain America. Captain America was a bottom-of-the-bin title. It was horrible. Nobody cared. And I'm going to get shot for this because I can't remember the writer, but Ron Garvey started doing the art. And I'm trying to remember who did the writing. It could be Mark Waid.
When was this?
2000s.
Talking about Ed Brubaker?
No. It was before Ed. And it was becoming more popular, and it was going up in sales, and everybody was liking it. But Marvel had signed a contract with Jim Lee and Liefeld to take a few of their characters and image them. And that was that whole, Heroes Return, Heroes Reborn. Anyways, whatever it was called, they had signed a contract, but in the process of negotiating that contract, the book suddenly got hot. So all of a sudden it's like, hey, Ron, you're out of a job because we just gave your book to Rob Liefeld. You know, but our numbers were good. I know, but we kind of signed a contract, you know. So it's kind of a shame that some of the titles that are firing on more than one cylinder are going to get crushed, but that's just the way it is. I mean, DC's got to do something. They got to do something. Yeah. Their sales are just not there, right? So that makes sense. Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means.
Green Lanterns and the Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps or something.
Yeah, that's another one. Now,
well, if we figure
Green Lanterns,
Hal Jordan is with Green Lantern Corps, then the Green Lanterns is going to be...
Green Lanterns is bi-monthly, so I could possibly see them doing a little short story of like a few issues or so of John Stewart, and then switching it over to Hal Jordan, and then switching it over to Simon Baz, and then switching it over. So it could almost become an anthology of Green Lanterns because there are so many of them.
Yeah.
Superman, Wonder Woman, blah blah. I mean, you expected that.
Yeah.
Not shipping bi-monthly is Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, so the Green Lanterns will be sort of like the solo title, but featuring different lanterns, and then Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns will be the team-up book.
Yeah.
Weird naming.
Yeah.
I would have gone with Green Lantern and the Green Lantern Corps. I don't think I would have gone with Green Lanterns. But whatever. Justice League is shipping twice. Oh, I got that shipping twice monthly in July. So that is a twice a month book.
Yeah, so there's going to be a Green Lantern book every week.
Justice League's going to be twice a month.
Yeah.
Nightwing twice a month, which is going to appease quite a few people because Nightwing's always been popular. Shipping monthly is Batgirl. Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. Weird. I don't know why they didn't just go with Birds of Prey, but I'm assuming they're going to try to bring some of the people that like Batgirl. The Hellblazer, thank you. Red Hood and the Outlaws, never understood this book.
Yeah, that doesn't seem
I don't
seem
understand
necessary.
What they're doing here. I mean,
it's
kind of
run
even
its
when,
course.
Even when they introduced it in the New 52, it didn't make sense. And I never thought it was like a super big seller, but maybe it is. The Superman, which is a bit of a mystery. Nobody knows who the Superman is. And Titans, which will be the Titans Hunt Crew. There's no way it can't be. I mean, there's just no way. And then in the fall, twice monthly Cyborg.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all to me.
Like, is the Cyborg title that popular?
Even Deathstroke.
Now, is it just that, like, Cyborg is going to be pushed because it may be part of the Justice League movie coming out? You know, like,
well,
is that...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cyborg's been kind of promoted from the Teen Titans and from the Titans into the main Green Lantern, the Justice League. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to, simply because he's African American. I really honestly think that the only reason why that particular character is, he's a good character, he's a strong character, I loved him in Titans, but he got promoted up to the big leagues to make that team a little bit more diversified. Now, why didn't they just put John Stewart as the Green Lantern like they used to in the cartoon?
Yeah.
More people know John Stewart as Green Lantern than Hal Jordan because of the popularity of that Justice League cartoon.
Yeah.
So, now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like I said, he's always been a fantastic character. I like him. But I didn't read the new book. You know, I don't know. So, Cyborg, Deathstroke, yeah, you got to have the bad guy. Harley Quinn, of course, we got to have our version of Deadpool. And hopefully the whole Suicide Squad movie kind of pumps those up. Justice League America and a Justice League book seems kind of redundant.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought that might be too much.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm reading Justice League. I'm not reading Justice League of America.
No.
I don't see a reason to have two.
I'm only reading Justice League for the dark side.
And especially with Justice League going bi-monthly, that's my two issues of Justice League there. There's no room for Justice League America, so yeah. I don't think I'd get that. But again, we got to see what happens creator-wise and who's on the team. You know, because originally I'm like, Uncanny X-Men. I'm going to get Uncanny X-Men because I'm a big Uncanny X-Men fan. Extraordinary X-Men's better than Uncanny X-Men, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's the better title that should have been called. Yeah. Suicide Squad, we saw that coming. That's no problem. And then in the fall shipping monthly, Batman Beyond. I can see that because that character is pretty popular. Blue Beetle, which has already been said it's going to be, what's his name, Reyes?
Jaime Reyes.
Yeah. With possibly Ted Kord as a mentor.
So Ted Kord might be still nice alive.
You know, yeah. Or through flashbacks.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, the first half of the book is Jaime and the 8 pages in the backup story of original Ted Kord. Like, nobody knows.
Should be called Blue Beetles, number one.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why, you know, Green Lanterns and this one's called Blue Beetle. But they distinctly had a photograph in that video clip that showed the Scarab version of Blue Beetle and the Ted Kord. Gotham Academy next semester. Sure, that's the kids' book in the lineup. And it's, you know, Gotham Academy is a pretty decent title. My kids are reading it. I've read a few issues. It's a good book, so no problem there. Supergirl, we saw that coming.
Yeah.
Superwoman.
That's...
What's that?
Yeah.
You know, that's a curveball. Super Sons, again, we touched on that. We're not sure what that is. Teen Titans, that's going to be the Scott Lobdell old Teen Titans, right? So it's going to be, you know, Connor.
Teen Titan books.
Yeah. One's going to be the original Teen Titans from the 80s, and they're grown up, so they can't be called teens anymore, so they're going to be called Titans. And then the Teen Titans are going to be, you know, whatever that crew was that was led by Tim Drake, and they had, what's her name, Casey or something. I really didn't read that title very much, so I don't know the thing, but it was popular, so I could see them coming back. Right, and then Trinity is going to be the Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman comic book to replace Superman, Batman, and Superman, Wonder Woman, which are two of the dumbest titles I've ever seen for a comic book. This is Superman, Batman. Oh, okay.
Who's in it?
Yeah, so that's going to be the Trinity book. So
isn't that just like Justice League number three, a third book?
Yeah, almost? Exactly. So I can see that being sort of a team-up book, and it's only monthly, so okay, fine, whatever. I mean, there were people, like the Superman-Batman comic back in the day was very popular, and I guess it's popular enough now. So there's some things I wouldn't have done here. There's a ton of questions still about what all this means. Why is Hellblazer in the regular DC universe and not moved over to Vertigo where he belongs? I don't understand, you know? Red Hood and the Outlaws still blows my mind. I still don't get that.
Essentially a third Titans book to some degree, because you've got...
I can only assume that it's a follow... It's because the current Red Hood comic is popular enough that they figure there's going to be some readers for it in July. I can only assume that that's why. Because from a story point of view... We need three Titans books?
It's like, or is it another movie tie-in? Because there was rumors like Red Hood might be in the Batman Superman movie.
Yeah.
So maybe they think something's going to spin out of that.
And again, I think you've still got a little bit of a sense in DC Comics that they've got too many Robins and they have no idea what to do with all these guys. You know, the original Robin, Dick Grayson, is Nightwing. That's kind of set. But Tim Drake has just been
decimated by the new 52.
I mean, well, isn't he in the future now?
He's a shell of the character that he is. Yeah, he's Batman Beyond right now. Are they going to leave him out there?
And that's the thing, though, with
well, it's a rebirth, right?
Rebirth, exactly. Like,
but
Jeff
Johns.
Are they
bringing him back as a Teen Titan?
Maybe they are. Maybe they're going to rebirth, bring whatever. I didn't actually read what happened to the Batman Beyond character. I forget his name.
Ellis? Ennis?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. The guy that he died, and then Tim Drake took his place in the future. Mm. So maybe they're going to rebirth that guy back in the future and then have Tim Drake just come back to normal.
Now, my next trick question is, there is a book here called Earth 2. Is this, like, we saw pictures, and we were promised Justice Society of America.
Yes.
And the leaks that we heard was that Justice Society of America will be young versions of themselves, of the original characters, that there will be some sort of explanation. They were found in an iceberg by, you know, Namor. there's going to be some kind of an explanation.
Wait, I'm hearing them.
Yeah, did they have a shield?
I've seen this before.
And they will be in current timeline, young versions of themselves. They're going to figure all that out. But this is called Earth 2, not Justice Society of America. And the current New 52 Earth 2 is a very different reality. So are we continuing that Earth 2 title and there's going to be a Justice Society book later? Is Justice League America the society, guys?
Yeah, like that's...
Like it's unclear. Questions. Yeah. There's lots of questions, and we're going to wait till March to find that out.
And are these the only titles? Like are
yeah,
all
or is this
the
just what they
gone?
Lodged?
Yeah, well,
to
this
start.
Is this is June, July, and then the fall. And it doesn't say, like you said, it doesn't say definitively what titles are being canceled.
Yeah.
So like, is it possible that in June we're still going to have Dr. Fate until that storyline finishes?
Is Damian still got his own book?
Yeah, Batman, Robin's Son of Robin. Is that still going to finish until they
something like that?
Yeah, until they dynamically, you know, finish that story, and they've got room to do that. And could Virgin set it up so, from a storytelling point of view, from a continuity point of view, it works. They can finish that Son of Batman title if they need to.
Here's the burning question: if this works out good, does that somehow make my Convergence comics worth something?
No.
No. No.
No. No, I can't see that. I mean, maybe the Convergence, what do they call it, the header and the footer book, the actual Convergence 1 and Convergence 2 or whatever, but I can't see the individual Convergence issues ever being worth anywhere near what my 52 weekly series is worth.
Yeah.
About what, 25 cents a copy?
Yeah.
Wait, the bag's worth 25 cents.
Yeah.
So lots of questions.
Well, because with New 52, Flashpoint reset. Mm-hmm. The whole universe, and we don't have any indication of that. When is this? This is June, so we're solicitations should be coming out.
Yeah, we're just like 4 months away, 3 months away,
right? So in March we should start to see some solicitations in April.
Yeah, not this previews, but the next previews, they're going to put all the DC stuff in its own little preview catalog, like the Marvel one is.
Yeah.
So instead of being in the regular thick previews, it's going to come out as a separate one, kind of. So that'll be the big...
And we'll read it live on air.
Rebirth, you know.
Yeah, so there's no current Flashpoint-ish series right now.
No.
That's going to wipe out the universe.
No, but there doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be.
There is a series of one-shots, though, right?
Yes, that's got listed. That's the other thing that we don't have on this sheet of paper. There's going to be some Rebirth one-shots that kind of set this all up. And there's going to be a Rebirth sort of header book...
Like, that Jeff Johns mentioned in the video.
Jeff Johns mentioned 80 pages. That's going to kind of explain this. So maybe they're going to do a Flashpointy thing without dragging it on.
Just
well,
a one
apparently they're
going to
reference Flashpoint.
Yeah, because he that was mentioned in it in the video too.
Because Flash has the note from Thomas Wayne to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So, and that was shown in the picture.
Sorry, this is a side note, but wasn't that absolutely fantastic when he gave Bruce Wayne that note from Thomas Wayne?
Yeah.
Didn't that just make your 47-year-old heart twinge a little and you dropped a tear?
Yeah. But then it just disappeared.
Yeah.
Right? We've heard no reference whatsoever of this letter since.
So I'm pretty sure that between Convergence and Flashpoint, they can make this work without it being a fiddle-faddle reboot.
I've just figured out how they're going to do it. Yeah. The Rebirth special that Jeff Johns talked about is actually just going to be Wally West waking up and realizing that everything was a dream.
Yeah, he's going to come out of the shower. He's going to come out of the shower.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
If that happens.
There's an extremely young readership here, listenership, that has no idea what we're talking about. But if you really want to Google it, it's Bobby Ewing Shower, and it'll explain everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, they probably know from Family Guy, because Family Guy referenced it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So there's still a lot we don't know. This could be anything.
Now, when they first announced this, there was a lot of, the video from Geoff Johns, knowing that Geoff Johns is involved in this, seeing what these titles are, I hate to say this, but there's a whole whack of Marvel comics in my list that are getting cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all in and give this a shot. I'm not getting Batman and Detective. I'm not getting Superman and Action. I'm going to have to make a choice between the two. So I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm a Johnny DC, so I want my DC characters back. So I'm going to give these guys a solid trial.
I agree completely. Like, I had basically just completely given up on DC over the past year. Yeah. But watching that video, I just went, yep, I'm in.
Yeah,
just,
it's that like video, you said,
I'm in.
It's like you said, in Johns we trust.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it correctly this time. And we might end up crying in our 50 Cent comic books when this fails and it doesn't work. But I just can't see Warner Brothers giving up on these characters. They need to create more stories. They need to have these characters out there and in the general public so that the movies, work.
Yeah. Well, we might end up crying if it's just a Marvel reset things to number one. Keep the stories going the way
they
were.
There'll be a lot of fiddle-faddling on the radio that day.
You know, and it depends what, though. I mean, again, Batman. Aside from Jim Gordon taking over as Batman...
Yeah, we assume that's going to be...
What's the downside of that Batman title basically carrying on and not being a huge change?
Yeah.
Nothing really.
No. No,
you know?
Because you finish the Gordon storyline with...
Exactly, so Batman comes back. Aquaman...
Which he's doing.
Aquaman can continue. Spoilers. Aquaman can continue. I see no reason why Aquaman has to change radically.
Aquaman to change radically, don't you?
Not really, because like I said, the New 52 take on Aquaman's actually been really good.
But you said it wasn't really good.
Well, lately. It was really good for a little while, and then they had a bunch of different writers, and the current writer is not...
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not a fan of the current storyline.
Like, because I only read it when Geoff Johns was on it, and I loved it.
But it's just the current storyline. I mean, they put a new writer on it. They don't have to change the character radically. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we mean by a restart and a rebirth and a reboot. I don't think they fundamentally have to change the characters as they are. We don't need to retell the origin story. We don't need a Man of Steel by John Byrne to retell how Superman shaves.
No.
we don't need that. But what we do need is some sort of a catalyst that says, okay, let's bring these characters back to what made them so great in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge Green Lantern fan, and I collected everything, and I just stopped, what, 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
So I don't have no idea. I have no idea what's going on with the flowy hair.
Oh, he's a bounty hunter, Han Solo out in space. Like,
so
let's
we can
stop
assume
that immediately.
That's gone.
You know, his let's power hope. Rings, this gauntlet.
Yeah, like, that he stole from, what's his face?
This is ridiculous. Yeah.
So let's hopefully just, that's... Another Green Lantern rebirth.
Exactly. Like, Nightwing is a 1960s Avengers-style, a British TV show Avengers, not Marvel Comics Avengers-style super spy with these contact lenses that make his face go all swirly.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can we put him back in Bloodhaven now and beating up bad guys? Because that's what Batman is about.
That's right.
Batman and Nightwing is about beating up bad guys.
Well, hopefully we'll have some more news.
And that's why I watching Geoff Johns' video, like, if his rebirth have all been very good, and he loves the characters. He's not trying to change them. He's just trying to make them what they once were.
That's right.
And, that's the feeling you really get from that video, too, right?
Exactly.
Fingers crossed.
So, in Johns We Trust as probably the theme for this week's episode.
That's right.
And it looks like that's all the time that we've got for this week, so... As always, tune in next week, and why don't you hit us up on the Facebook page and let us know what you think about the rebirth news, because we'd love to keep the discussion going.